Peace, sisters.
我都不晓得我12年没来了。
I didn't realize I hadn't been here for 12 years.
我只记得你们堂刚盖好。
I just remember when the church was just fixed up.
有个人从上面掉下来。
Maybe I fell from it once.
那么已经时间过得真快。
Time has passed by so fast.
所以我今天跟大家分享还是从简单的开始。
So I'll start by sharing simply with brothers and sisters.
因为基督徒的整个信仰最大的不同是什么呢？
Because what's the greatest distinction about Christians and their beliefs?
其实不是文化的问题。
Really, it's not about culture.
事实上是生命的问题。
It is really about life.
假如你在美国像我这样住了30几年。
If you're like me, who have lived in America for around 30 years,
那么你可以看见美国称为这个基督教的国家。
You can see that Americans call themselves a Christian nation.
可是他们在生命上完全没有区别。
But in life, they are no different from other people.
你可能认为所谓的有生命的基督徒就是传道人。
Sometimes you might think those who have life are the reverends, the preachers.
但是不见得。
But it's not necessarily the case.
为什么这样说呢？
Why do I say this?
因为我就是传道人。
Because I'm a preacher, I'm a reverend.
所以我觉得我有资格讲。
So I think it's fit for me to say that.
我跟你讲一个故事好了。
Let me tell you a story.
我们相信大家都承认 Billy Graham 是个属灵的基督徒。
I trust that most people acknowledge that Billy Graham is a man of God.
而且他很有恩赐。
And that he is blessed by God with gifts.
我想我同意，我想你们也同意。
I think I would agree, and I think most of you agree.
但是他大概不是最有恩赐的。
But I don't think he is the one who is most gifted.
因为当他年轻的时候, when he was young.
Yeah, when he was young.
那么他事实上他的恩赐在当时候的整个那群神学生当中, 他的恩赐不是最好的。
Among his fellow colleagues at the theological school, his gifts weren't the best.
而且他只是个 B 跟 C student.
So he was actually a B or C student.
他也不是读书也不是特别好。
He wasn't the A student that did really well.
那么当时候有一个人非常会布道的。
At that time, there was a great minister who could really give good sermons.
那个叫做 Chuck Templeton.
His name was called Chuck Templeton.
人家称他叫做 Baby Ruth of the Evangelism.
So he was called the Babe Ruth of Evangelism.
你知道 Baby Ruth是谁吗？
Do you know who's Babe Ruth?
那太年轻了，不知道他是谁。
You probably are too young to know who he is.
那个人是能投能打，这是个全垒打王，就是很当时候最好的一个人。
So at that time, he was a great baseball player who could throw, who could hit, and he hit a lot of home runs.
呀，他这个人是当时候最出名的一个棒球的选手。
So he was a famous baseball player at the time.
他名叫 Baby Ruth.
His name was called Babe Ruth.
那么这个人呢，被称为是整个布道里面的 Baby Ruth.
And so he was called Templeton was called the Babe Ruth Evangelism. Because he brought many people to Christ. His voice was very melodious. When you hear his voice, you start to repent. And you can still hear his voice on YouTube actually. And he was very handsome.
所以但是呢在50年代的时候
But by the 1950s, he already stopped preaching.
那么他就去做电台的播音员。
And so he became a TV analyst?
Radio announcer.
Radio announcer.
因为那时候还没有TV.
At that time, there was no TV.
所以你要赚大钱就要去做radio announcer.
So if you want to earn big bucks, you become a radio announcer.
他已经不再承认他是个基督徒。
And at that point, he already ceased acknowledging that he was a Christian.
他1996年写了一本书，我买了。
In 1996, he wrote a book and I bought it.
Farewell to God.
And the title was Farewell to God.
上帝再见。
Goodbye, God.
他对整个信仰，基督徒信仰的埋怨写在那本书里面。
And he wrote in all his bitterness toward Christianity.
我在那里读。
I was there reading it.
我一边读一边摇头。
As I read it, I kept shaking my head.
因为他那个最基督徒最基本的东西他都没有搞清楚。
Because some of the basic things about Christianity he didn't even understand.
对耶稣基督复活他也弄不清楚。
And he didn't understand the resurrection of Christ.
我就想着为什么会这样子呢？
I thought, why did it have to come to this?
后来我明白了。
later on I understood.
因为他1930年 到了 Princeton 神学院读神学。
So because in 1930 he went to Princeton Theological Seminary to study.
1929年 Princeton 神学院已把新派跟纯正的信仰分开来了。
And in 1929 Princeton already rejected the original the doctrines of Christ.
那么一群正统的神学家就搬到 Westminster 去了。
And so all the original teachers and professors, they moved to Westminster.
那么剩下就是新派的。
And so it was a new wave of theologians over
there.
Yeah,
liberals.
Liberal theologians and princes.
那么他当然接受就是这些信仰。
And so what he had studied was probably these teachings.
所以不久以后他就离开了这整个的团队。
And so afterwards he left, that's why he left.
我想听他到死以前他都没有悔改。
I think before he died, he never repented.
因为我看过那YouTube。
Because I saw some YouTube videos.
你看一个人,他可以曾经很会布道的人,他可以离开上帝。
So we see here someone who is great at preaching, how he could leave the Lord.
那你说那些人布道人根基比较浅,对不对?
You might say, oh, the foundations of these preachers, they're kind of shallow.
他们就是一位很会讲的嘴巴。
They're just people with good mouths.
那我讲他们,因为我是布道的人。
I say they because I'm one of them.
所以然后就产生你感情的激动。
And so when they preach, they stir up emotions in the listeners.
然后在你激动当中叫你举手，奉父的名就举着手。
And they stir up, so when they start speaking, you just feel like raising your hand.
然后到底得救没有，我们也不知道。
And afterwards, you're like, am I saved? I'm not so sure about it.
但是我们就传福音的人很有面子。
But we are able to spread the gospel very well.
那这个根据吧，那讲道人才算数。
And then some people say, well, it is the one who preached that counts.
那么当时我跟你讲一个很会讲道的人。
But let me tell you about someone who could speak well.
这个人比 Billy Graham 还会讲道。
This person could speak even better than Billy Graham.
叫做 Brian Clifford.
And his name is Brian Clifford.
也跟 Billy Graham 同个时代的一个年轻人。
He was a young person from the same era as Billy Graham.
你知道他都会讲道吗？
You know how good he was?
我举个例子。
I'll give you an example.
他有一次到 Bell University 去讲道。
He once went to Bell University to speak
in
Texas.
那么他讲到那个大早呢， 整个体育场外面已经排满人了。
In the morning he was to speak, the outside of the athletic stadium was already packed with people who wanted to come in.
准备门一打开他们就抢位置。
And as soon as the gates opened, they rushed in.
那么那一天整个会堂坐满了人，外面草地坐满了人。
And that day, the whole stadium was full of people, and people were sitting in the grass outside as well.
听他讲道的人就坐在椅子的前面三分之一听他讲道。
And people were sitting from their chairs trying to listen to him.
没有一个打瞌睡了。
No one was falling asleep.
一讲一个讲道就是2.5小时。
And one sermon was 2.5 hours.
那么有一件事情发生。
Then something happened.
学生们很喜欢听他讲道。
The students loved to hear him.
但是 Baylor University 有一个高的塔，有个钟楼，有个。
There's a but at Bell University there's a huge bell tower or clock tower.
每到一个时间就敲。
And at a certain every hour a certain time it would ring.
那么有学生爬上去把那个绳子给剪断了。
And one of the students climbed up and cut the rope over there.
为什么把它剪断呢？
Why did he cut the rope?
因为讲到一半就有人去拉他。
Because every time a certain time passed, as the person was speaking, someone would ring the bell.
1954年。
That was 1954.
这个人就死在 Texas的一个小旅馆的里面。
This preacher, he died in a small hotel in Texas.
他的肝硬化。
His liver had problems.
那么他酒精中毒。
And he also had blood poisoning.
他已经离开别子，已经离婚了。
He had left his children, he was divorced.
结果当时候 Texas这些牧师把他的尸体收了以后， 把他的尸体运回New Jersey.
And the pastors in Texas, when they had gathered his body, they sent it to New Jersey.
他很会讲道。
He was able to speak very well.
所以我就在思想一件事情。
So I started to think,
到底是我们整个信仰不同， 到底是什么？
Well, what is so different about our faith?
假如不是生命，那是什么东西？
If it is not our life, then what is it?
所以圣经讲得很好。
So that's why the Bible states it very well.
更多后书5章17节这样说。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 it says,
他说若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
It says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
上帝给我身上的工作是重新创造了我们。
God's work is to recreate us.
不是改造我们。
It's not to amend us.
我记得王明道弟兄讲了一个故事很有意思。
I remember Brother Wong had shared a very good story.
他说有一个农夫他有一块不大不小的地。
He said a farmer had a sizable piece of land.
那么他们那个地方因为有高速公路经过，所以房价都那个地价都涨了。
Because there's a highway nearby, all the land prices had risen.
所以很多的农夫就把地给卖了。
So a lot of farmers sold their land.
然后大家赚了钱。
And they earned a lot of money.
那么只有他不卖。
But this farmer wouldn't sell.
所以这旁边的房子一个一个盖起来。
So the houses sprung up around this farm.
可是他还是不卖。
But he refused to sell.
人家说这个好价格，你赶快卖了。
Some people told him, "Hey, this is a good. There's a good price. Please sell it."
他说不够。
He said, "No, I'm not selling."
他说人家最后不给你买了，都房子盖好就不给你买了。
People told him, "After the houses are built, no one will buy from you."
然后他说没问题。
He said, "No problem."
所以后来他两边的地都盖着大楼了。
And so around him there are skyscrapers being built.
只有中间是一个农地。
And in the middle there's a farm.
所以我们再想一下，两边是大楼。
So imagine there's two skyscrapers.
然后中间呢，有人在耕田。
And in the middle someone is tilling the field.
然后这边的开会要从这边再走过他的田地到那边去开会。
And for meetings someone would gather one skyscraper and then walk across the field to the other skyscraper.
然后这个人在等机会。
And this person was waiting.
有一天机会来了。
Finally one day the opportunity came.
他的地前面停了一辆 limousine.
In front of his field a limousine stopped.
下来个四个彪形大汉。
There are four big fellows who came out.
然后出来一个矮矮小小老板。
And then of course came the small CEO.
然后那个大汉就给他打个伞，就到他家里面去。
And the four bodyguards waved a motion at him.
然后到他家，他就敲门。
And they knocked at his door.
那农夫开了门。
The farmer opened the door.
发生了什么事情吗？
He said, "Is there a problem?"
他说我想跟你谈笔生意。
And the man said, "I'd like to discuss with you some business."
好，请进，请进。
He said, "Please come in."
他说你想谈什么生意呢？
He said, "What would you like to discuss?"
因为我刚刚那笔那个玉米刚刚卖了哈，你到底要谈明年的、后年的？
So because I just sold the corn I had raised, so are you talking about next year or the coming year?
哦，不，我谈的更大的。
He's like, "No, I'm discussing some greater issue."
他说我没有生意跟你做了。
He said, "No, I don't have any business with you then."
他说我那个老板说，我问你一个问题。
The CEO said to him, "I have one question."
你这个房子卖不卖？这块地卖不卖？
Are you selling this house or are you selling this field?
他说什么都可以卖的。
He said anything can be sold.
只要价格对，都可以卖。
If the price is right, anything can be sold.
他说你要卖多少钱呢？
He said how much are you willing to sell for?
他说我不好说，我用写的。
He said, I won't say it, I'll write it down.
你看价格高到不好说，只能用写的。
The price is so high, he had to just write it.
所以他就给他纸，他就写了。
So he gave him a paper and he wrote.
他就从桌子这一边就推到桌子那一边。
And so the farmer pushed the paper from one side of the table to the other side.
这个很有钱的人。
This very rich person.
看了这个价格都皱点眉头。
He looked at the price and his head wrinkled.
And 然后就跟他讲说，哦，没想到这么高。
And he said, "Oh wow, I didn't realize it was so high."
那我看我今天带来的钱只能做 down payment.
And so I guess the money I brought today can only be a down payment.
我他马上就笑了。
But then he smiled immediately.
他说，好，那我两个礼拜以后来交钱。
And he said, "Okay, I'll come back in 2 weeks."
那么这些钱就是 down payment.
And the money I've paid her now will be down payment.
啊，他就走了。And
he left.
这农夫看着他走。
The farmer saw him leave.
哦，心里很受感动啊。
His heart was so touched.
哦，这敢做生意这么干脆啊。
He said the person who does business, he's so simple.
那我以为他来了以后往下砍，再砍，然后我们再讨个合理的价格。
I thought he would bargain with me and we'll just keep cutting down until we have an intermediate price.
没有想到他这么干脆。
He was so simple.
so straightforward.
He's so straightforward.
所以他就说,
and he said, then I must not. And so after 2 weeks,
所以呢, 他就请了工匠来把屋顶翻修，把窗户翻修，把所有东西翻修了。
And so he asked the workers to come. They fixed the roof, they fixed the windows, they fixed everything.
哦，把地毯都铺上去。
And they put the rugs on.
哎，果然两个礼拜后，这个人就来了。
And after 2 weeks, this person came.
哦，四个大汉提着箱子来了。
And his four associates brought the money in boxes.
然后就说，好，你所要的钱都在这里，那么你的房契、地契，我们成交吧。
And he said, okay, the money is all here. Let's hand over the land deed, the house deed.
那么这农户说，哎，不急。
The farmer said, not to worry, no need to rush.
说你对我这么好。
You're so good to me.
你这么慷慨。
You're so straightforward.
我也没有亏待你。
I won't take advantage of you.
我带你看一下我为你所做的事。
Let me show you what I've done for you.
你看。 这个有钱人怎么说呢?
What did the rich person say?
你说他会怎么说?
What do you think he would say?
他说我买这栋房子的目的是做什么?
The reason I'm buying this house, what is the reason?
我会拆掉的!
I'm going to destroy it.
我不是要改造的!
I'm not going to mend this place.
你明白这故事背后的意思吗?
Do you understand the reasoning behind the story?
耶稣基督把你买赎回来做什么?
Our Lord Jesus redeemed us. For what?
把你拆掉的,
it's to tear you apart.
从来没有reform你,
it's not to reform you.
它是regeneration.
It's to regenerate you.
神重新创造你,
it's to recreate you.
所以圣经才讲说, 若人在基督里, 他就是重新的创造, 他是个新造的人。
And that's why it says, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation.
不是上帝叫你改这个缺点, 改那个缺点的。
It's not God tells you, oh, fix this part and fix that part.
上帝把你的生命整个扭转过来,
it's that God transforms your life.
把你整个人从里到外,
it's that He completely changes you from inside through outside.
我们没有个善行在上帝的面前可以被上帝称许,
we have nothing good in us that God can use.
我们可能有一点点的 好习惯好处,
maybe there are good habits or good things that we do sometimes.
不，你把它仔细看进去的时候呢，发现那个东西事实上不是那一回事情。
But if you look closely at it, you'll realize that it's not that good.
你有没有看过一种人很温柔的？
Have you seen people who are so gentle?
好了，我太太了。
Like my wife.
啊，我们太太，我太太是众教会当中温柔出名的。
And my wife is the most gentlest among all the church members.
但是30年的婚姻，我明白一件事情。
But in 30 years of marriage, I realized one thing.
因为她没有信心呐。
It's because she didn't have faith.
明白我意思吗？
Do you understand what I'm saying?
当你没有信心的时候，你就很温柔，因为最好不讲话，讲错了都丢脸了，对不对？
Because when you don't have faith, you tend not to speak or say anything because you're not sure of what you're saying.
她不在，我可以讲讲这个，没有关系。
She's not here, so I can say this.
你不要去告诉她哦。
Don't tell her.
我只是举个例子，说你很多人，你会发现很多事情。你说这个人有什么优点？事实上，你去查清楚，其实那是他生命当中还是有些缺点。
You might think that some people have specialties that they have, but when you look closely, you realize that what they excel at, sometimes they also have lackings in there.
所以，以弗所书第二章才讲说，我们得救是本乎恩，也是因着信。
That's why in Ephesians says we are saved by grace through faith.
这不是出于自己, 乃是神所赐的,
and it's not ourselves, it's the gift of God.
免得有人自夸,
not of works, lest any man should boast.
事实上我们没有真正行善的能力。
In reality, we do not have the nature of doing good.
整个局势好一点, 心情好一点, 股票涨的时候, 你可以做做好事, 我知道。
I know that when the stocks rise, when you feel right, you will do something good.
因为你心情很好。
Because you feel good.
等到运动来了，什么不来了，你就说人在江湖身不由己。
And sometimes though, when hardships come, you're like, well, in these cases, I'll just have to deal with situations more strictly.
所以你就发现你事实上你没有你想象中那么好的。
So you realize that you are not as good as you thought you were.
有时候我们不清楚这个东西。
Sometimes we're not sure about these things.
我们有点像我陪我女儿读过的一本书。
It is like a book I read once with my daughter.
那本书叫黄鹤楼。
That book is called
Yellow Crane.
The Yellow Crane. Okay. It's a book.
就是这么，那么里面有个小故事啊，我笑了很久，但我笑完，我觉得他实在是在讲我。
There's a story in there I laughed a long time over, but afterwards I thought it really applied to me.
那这个故事是乱写的。
This story was just written haphazardly.
但是它就是让你思想。
But it allows you to think.
他说关云长关公要说服张飞的故事。
It talks about the story of this
关公, yes, that's the Three Nations, the story of the main guy.
The Three Nations, when one of the generals, lieutenants was trying to overtake another general.
But at that time, they just started, there's no general yet, but they just tried to recruit the braves to fight for the nation. Okay. Mm-hmm. But basically, that's the very beginning. Mm-hmm. So, I'm sorry, I should not say that. I feel your job.
Yeah.
But anyway, 后来他就想要是说服张飞呢，他想着张飞每天要走过一个堤旁，就是不是堤旁，不是那个堤旁，就是那个长堤的边走过去，一个河旁走过去。So
he was trying to recruit someone for his army, and he realized that that man would go walk by the same spot every day.
他就一大早就在等他。
And so he waited for him early in the morning.
那果然，张飞一大早的唱歌就要去卖猪肉去。
And so this man Zhang Fei, he was selling pig meat and pork, and he went there that morning.
他就走过去的时候，这个关公一看到他来的时候，哇，好壮的壮士哈，就给他讲。
And so the man who was recruiting, when he saw him, he said, "Wow, what a strong brave man."
那么张飞看到关公比他还高一尺哈，他说：“哇，你才壮哈！”
And but when the man selling pork saw him, he said, "Oh wow, you're a head taller than me. You are the best soldier."
他说：“请问壮士叫什么名字啊？”
And he asked, "May I ask what is your name?"
他说：“我叫张飞。”
And he said, "My name is Zhang Fei."
啊，关公就说：“哇，久仰大名，久仰大名。”
And he said, "Wow, that's a great name."
I heard your name so.
I've heard your name so much before.
Oh, you are the Zhang Fei.
Oh, so you are that Zhang Fei.
他说听说你力量很大。
So from your name, I can tell you're very strong.
他说是啊。
And he said yes, indeed.
你要让我拔哪一棵树哈？
Which tree do you want me to lift up?
Uproot the tree.
Yeah, which tree do you want me to uproot?
啊，他说不用。
He said, "Oh no, I don't need you to do that."
他说我考考你就可以了。
He said, "I'll just
I'll just test you. 他说那你要不要跟我较力呢？
And he said, "Do you want to fight with me?"
啊，他说不敢。
He said, no, I do not dare to.
他说好，我试试你好了。
He said, "Let me test you."
啊，这里刚好有个稻草堆。
Here's a field of hay.
Yeah, 他拔了一根稻草。
He took a hay.
他说这个重还是轻？
Is this light or is this heavy? He asked.
他说当然轻啊。
He said, "Of course, this is light."
说既然轻，你能不能把它丢过江呢？
He said, "If it's light, can you throw it over the river?"
他说当然可以啊。
He said, "Yeah, of course I can."
他说丢啊。
He said, "Throw it."
丢过去了没有？
Did he throw it over the river?
没有。
No.
关公就说，我看你太不太行了。
And he said, and the recruiter said, "I don't think you're really fit."
他说你行吗？
He asked, "Are you able to do it?"
他说我试试看。
He said, "Let me try."
他拿一把稻草。
He took a whole bundle of hay.
他说这个比你重吧？
He said, "This is heavier, right?"
当然了。
He said, "Of course."
他一扔就扔过江了。
But he took the whole bundle of hay and he threw it across the river.
张飞就拜服了。
And Zhang Fei, he bowed down. He said, "Yo, you're..."
他说好，我力量不如你，但我的武功比你好啊。
He said, "Okay, maybe my strength is not as good as yours, but my military arts are better."
他说你要不要打一架吧？
He said, "Let us fight."
啊，他说不敢。
He said, no, I can't.
那我也试试你好不好？
But let me test you in some other way.
他说你看地下有些蚂蚁。
You see the ants on the ground.
你能一拳把他打死吗？
Can you kill them with one punch?
他说当然可以了。
He said, "Of course."
砰砰砰砰打好几拳啊。
And he threw several punches.
然后把拳头拿开来。
But after he took the fist away,
蚂蚁照跑。
The ants were still there.
他说我看你武功也不太行啊。
And the man said, "I see your martial arts aren't that great either."
他说你行吗？
He asked, "Are you able to?"
那关公说，那我也试试看啊。
And so 关公, the recruiter, said, "Let me try."
他说好，你打。
He said, "Okay, you go and hit."
啊，我不用拳头了。
I said, "I don't need to use my fist."
我用指头就好了。
I'll just use one finger. He just pressed it there.
啊，他就拜服了。
And he said, oh, he's like, oh, wow, you're great.
这是一个小孩子的书，你讲一讲很好笑。
This is a children's book, so when you think about it, it sounds really funny.
那后来他回想自己说，哎，这不就是我吗？
But when you think about it, you realize, hey, is this not me?
很多事情我认为我可以做得到的。Many
things we think we can do well.
我说，就是这样子，没问题，不生气就不生气，多简单啊，对不对？
We think, it's just so simple, not to get angry, that's easy.
说不要批评他，就不批评他。 嘴巴闭就不批评了吗?
To not criticize others, it's easy. Just close your mouth and they'll work.
可是你发现有一种风会吹稻草的。
But you realize that the winds will blow on the hay.
那就里面那个罪性。
What I'm referring to is that inner sin in you.
你从来没有办法胜过。
That sinful nature you're never able to overcome.
为什么你家里吵吵闹闹?
Why is your house full of strife?
你准备不说还是说了。
If you don't say it, your children will say it.
You won't say, but eventually you say it.
You won't say it, but eventually you will. Because you cannot overcome that sinful nature.
所以上帝才告诉我们说，我们这个生命是要被上帝重新创造的。
And that's why our God tells us that we need Him to overcome.
还好，上帝给我们一个新的生命。
Thankfully, God has given us a new life.
我们这个生命按照约翰福音告诉我们,
this new life according to John.
那么他说我们这个生命呢, 是从神来生的。
According to John, it is from God. It is born of God.
神把我们整个人改变过来。
It is that God has changed each one of us completely.
并不代表你这个人以后不会再犯罪。
It's not that afterwards none of you will sin.
而是告诉我们说我们偶尔会被过犯所胜。
It says that sometimes we might be overcome by trespasses. But that in our innermost being, we realize that we do not want to sin.
可是很多时候我们看见不少的基督徒已经习惯在罪中生活。
But we see that many times Christians are used to living in sin.
所以罗马书第六章告诉我们说，我们怎么可以在罪中叫恩典显多呢？
That's why in Romans 6 it says, what shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? So that's why certain people look down on us Christians. So many times we are full of wit and grace on the stage, and off the stage we are full of vulgar language.
我们就发现很多人家看不起我们，他说发现这些基督徒跟不信的人没有什么差别的。
And so people would start and say, hey, Christians are no different from non-believers.
有时候我们看见的情况底下，好像基督徒相信说，不管犯什么罪，只要来祷告一下，那什么事都没有了。
Sometimes it seems as if Christians say, hey, I can sin all I want, and I just pray a little, and God will forgive me.
所以我们骂人的时候，我们就跟他讲说，杨弟兄啊，求主赦免我，要去开始骂哈。
And then, so that's why oftentimes he'll say, oh, Lord, forgive me, and then start to preach at others.
我不知道有没有看过，我倒是看过。
I don't know if you think it's good, I can't stand it.
我也听过在祷告会用祷告词吵架的。
And I've also heard at prayer meetings, people using prayer to fight with other people.
我不知道我们的主感觉怎么样。
I don't know what our Lord would think of that.
但是在这里面我看到自己的本相。
But in these things, I see our nature.
只是我不敢像他那样做，我心里也这样想。
Even though I might not act as that person did, my heart was towards that.
我们怎么可以在罪中叫恩典显多呢？
How can we sin and cause grace to abound?
我们到弟兄就讲一个故事。
And our brother Dow, he shared a story as well.
他说有一个人到北京来。
Once there was a man who went to Beijing.
那么在北京的时候，他去谈一笔生意。
And in Beijing, he was selling a business venture.
那么他就住在他朋友家里面。So
this man was staying in his friend's home.
那我朋友家里当然也是很有钱。Of
course, this friend, he was very wealthy.
那他就招待他。And
so he entertained him.
那么这个做生意的人有一天早上还有几天就要去谈生意了，他有一天早上他洗脸刷牙刮胡子。And
so this man, he had a few days before the venture. So one morning, he woke up, brushed his teeth, washed his face, shaved.
那么以前刮胡子，这是真刀真枪刮胡子。
And so in the past, when they shaved, they used real razors.
不是像这样，那种，像是推草机哈，不太一样哈。
Today, the versions of razors today is like lawnmowers. In the past, they had real razors.
他刮的时候把自己给刮伤了。
And so when he was shaving, he cut himself.
然后他就用毛巾捂着就出来了。
And so he held a towel to his face and he came out.
他的朋友就告诉他说, 你怎么回事啊?
And his friend asked him, what happened to you?
他说, 哎, 不小心刮伤, 你看, 怎么去, 怎么去开会, 不好意思。
And he said, oh, I cut myself by accident. How can I go to the meeting?
哦, 他看, 啊, 那没有关系。
And his friend looked and said, oh, no problem.
他说, 我有个朋友, 从德国给我带些药来, 那个药很有用的。
And so he said, well, my friend, he's from Germ- he had friend, he got some medicine from Germany.
那么他说你把它涂一下, 诶, 两天就差不多, 你没有开会前, 大概只剩下白线哦。
And so he said, if you put the medicine on in 2 days, there'd just be a white line over there.
他说真的吗?
He said, is this true?
他说你用用看, 你能拿去用?
He said, try it out and see.
那他就拿着这个药膏就涂了。
And so he took the medicine and he put it on.
那就把, 包一下。
And then of course he bandaged it.
诶, 再过一两天要去开会, 他打开来看一下。
And so after 2 days, he opened up the bandage and he looked.
诶, 真的是结疤。
And it's for real. There was just a scar over there.
那个已经开始掉了。
And it was starting to fall off already.
诶, 他说这个药很好耶。
And he said, wow, this medicine is really great.
朋友告诉他说, 你很好对不对?
And his friend said, is it good?
他说好,没有看过这么好的药。
He said, I've never seen medicine like this before.
他说你喜欢就送你。
He said, if you like it, I'll give it to you.
那他说那不好,我哪里就没有了, 但我还有。
And he said, it's not good that I take it. He said, don't worry, I have more.
那么这个人就拿了药回去了。
And so this man took the medicine and went home.
问你问题了。
Let me ask you a question.
这个药好不好?
Is this medicine good?
啊, 你不讲我就不讲了。
Was this medicine good? If you don't speak, I'm not going to continue.
好不好?
Was the medicine good?
有没有用?
Was it useful?
还是有用? 那因为这个药很好,而且有用,那因为要证明这个药有用,所以他每天刮伤自己。
And so to demonstrate that this medicine was good, so every day he would cut himself.
来证明这个药是很有用的。
And so he would demonstrate that this medicine was useful because he put it on.
你觉得他会不会这样做?
Do you think he would do this?
除非他的神经有问题,对不对?
Unless he mentally was unsound, he wouldn't do this.
耶稣基督的救赎是不是真的?
Is Christ's salvation for real?
耶稣基督的赦免是不是真的?
Is Christ's forgiveness for real?
我们每次犯错来到神面前认罪的时候，神是不是赦免我们?
Every time when we sin, when we come to God, doesn't He not forgive us?
是不是很有效?
Is it efficacious?
为了证明耶稣的爱的伟大，所以我们就每天犯罪。
And so because Christ's love is so great, so we should sin every day.
这个对吗?
Is this right?
No, 当然不是嘛。
No, it is not.
所以罗马书第六章才讲说，我们怎么在罪中叫恩典显多呢？
So that's why in Romans 6 it says, should we continue sin so that grace may abound?
你既然有了新的生命，你就喜欢不犯罪的倾向。
If you have this new life of Christ, you should have this life of not sinning.
所以圣经就很清楚告诉我们，有了这个新的生命，它是个新造的生命，那么这个新造的生命乃是神的圣灵在我们里面内住的那个生命。
That's why when describing this new life, it's a new creation with the Holy Spirit living in us.
所以我们有了这个新的生命以后，我们就带动了一个新的生活。
And so that's why with this new creation, we'll have a new way of living.
那么在马丁路德的讲论当中，他讲了一些事情，我们需要从他学点功课。
There are certain things that we can actually learn from Martin Luther over this matter.
他说一个人信了耶稣这个信主了以后，他会一定有几一些改变的。
He said that when a person believes in Christ, that there are certain things that need to change.
那么他英文来讲，他是说 "be reborn in your spirit," 就是说你的灵一定会被重生。
And what he describes is that your spirit must be reborn.
那么一个基督徒真正重生人，你会发现他你的生命是被上帝给改变了。
And a born again Christian, you'll realize that your life is truly reborn.
你不是为了什么好处来教会里面，对不对？
You don't just come to church because it's good.
我有一次读了一个福音故事，让我也思考很久。
One time I read a gospel story that made me think about it for a long time.
照彼得前书一章二十二节到二章所说的，说我们重生的时候是从一个不朽坏的种子在我们里面。
And we know that in 1 Peter chapter 1, it talks about how we have an incorruptible body. We're born of an incorruptible seed.
所以那个是上帝生命在里头真正改变了我们。
And it is Christ's life which is changing us.
坦白说，没有个基督徒是为什么好处？
To be honest, not many people become Christian simply because it is good.
那么这故事里面告诉我一个事情, 我就思想了。
In this story, though, it describes something that made me think.
他讲到一个农夫,
it spoke of a farmer again.
他有一天到一个城市里面去,
one day he went to the city.
他经过了一个教堂,
he passed by a church.
那么教堂正在开布道会,
and the church was in the middle of a revival meeting.
Evangelism. 那么他就在教堂外面东看西看。
And so the farmer was outside just looking and gawking.
哎, 发现你们的音乐很好听。
He realized the music in there sounded nice.
那就站在门口。
And so he stood by the doorway.
他就东看看西看看。
He was gawking and looking.
然后眼睛睁大了一下。
And his eyes opened a bit.
然后他就走进去了。
And so he walked in.
然后那天就布道。
And that day he was saved.
牧师自己讲。
And during the evangelist, no, the preacher was saying,
那么讲完了以后, 他信主了。
And after the preacher preached, he was saved.
然后那个传道人就跟他一起做认罪祷告。
And so the evangelist had prayed with him.
那么他说他就恭喜你已经信主得救了。
And so he said, congratulations, you are now born again.
And you'll be saved.
And you're saved.
他说我这样算是信耶稣了，对不对？
He said, I'm saved right now. Is that correct?
I'm believing Jesus right now, right?
I'm a believer, right?
啊，他说，哎呀，是啊。
He said, yes.
哦，那既然我信了耶稣，那么请问哈，你那个水牛在哪里？
And so since I believe on Jesus, may I ask him, where's the water buffalo?
Yeah, where's my water buffalo?
Where's my water buffalo?
他说为什么有水牛呢？
And the evangelist said, why are you asking about a water buffalo?
他有啊。
He said, yes, there is.
说你们说的啊。
You guys said there was a water buffalo.
带到外面去看那个墙壁。
And so he brought him out and showed him the wall.
墙壁上写着信耶稣得水牛。
And it said, if you believe on Jesus, you'll get a water buffalo.
你们知道是怎么来的吗？
Do you know why did it say that?
信耶稣得永生，对不对？
So in the Chinese characters it says to believe on Jesus you receive eternal life.
因为那个永生的教皇 教堂太旧了，就那个漆上面掉了，下面掉了，永生就变水牛了。And
because the Chinese characters eternal life and water buffalo, because the paint on the church fell, so the characters were distorted, so it became water buffalo.
所以他看到信耶稣可以得水牛，他正好要来买水牛，那这次钱也不用花，只要信耶稣就可以了。And
so he said the farmer comes to say to buy water buffalo, and so when he saw the sign, he said, "Oh, I don't have to pay. I just believe on Jesus, I'll get a water buffalo."
所以他其实还没有听。 听到以前，他已经决定要信了。
So before he heard the message, he decided he's going to believe on Jesus.
因为信耶稣怎么样？
Because to believe on Jesus,
得水牛。
You'll get a water buffalo.
啊，很多人信耶稣就听完见证很受感动。他要的不是耶稣，要的是他那个经历，看到好处，我也要，所以非要经过信才有，所以我非信不可，不管你讲什么。
And so some people, when they see the experiences that Christians have, they say, "I want the experience. I don't care what the person is preaching. I'll just believe, and I want that."
因为那个人说他信耶稣以后这么好，什么都好了，那好的都是我要的哈。那假如信耶稣是唯一的男主，那就信吧。And
so because they hear so much about the good things that happen to Christians after the belief, they think, oh, all I have to do to get those good things to believe.
这个不叫做新生命。
This is not called getting a new life.
这叫做招揽生意成功。
This is called getting people for their own, believing for advantage.
很多很奇怪的事情都在发生。
Many strange things do happen.
所以难怪这个 Yogov 这个苏俄的 Communion 到了美国曾经讲过一个笑话。
And that's why the Soviet Union's premier, when he came to the US, he once said this.
From the Russian, and he said, 他说他来美国的时候，他有个很奇特的经历。
And he said that when he came to America, he had a very strange experience.
他说他那时候是非常的惊奇美国的事情。
He said he was very surprised at what happened on America.
他说他到了人家招待他的人，因为他输了，他带他去逛逛逛的supermarket。
And so because he's from the Soviet Union, so he had to go and he had to tour the supermarket.
然后他看到了这个 milk powder。
And so he saw milk powder in the supermarket.
他说什么叫 milk powder?
He said, "What's milk powder?"
他 milk powder 就是把这个 powder 放在水里面就变成 milk.
And so he said, "When you put this powder in water, it becomes milk."
Wow.
He's like, "Wow."
然后他就很不相信，他就走了另外一个 aisle.
And so he didn't believe, so he went to another aisle.
他自己给他讲说 ，orange powder 难道泡下去是 orange juice?
He's like, if there's orange powder, does it become orange juice?
那可能, yes!
And the tour guide said, yes.
他说, wow, America is totally different.
He said, wow, America is totally different.
又走了几行,
and so he walked down a few more aisles.
他看到一个东西,
and he saw something else.
叫做 baby powder.
And it was baby powder.
他说, is that the way you give birth to baby?
And he's asked, is that the way you give birth to babies?
现在也有 Christian powder, 你晓不晓得?
Do you know that there is such a thing as Christian powder?
不管如何拿来泡水,
whether you put in water,
泡完水就是得救,
after you put in water, you become saved.
我不讲这个了,
I'm not going to speak on this anymore.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
所以到底我们的信仰是什么?
So what exactly is our faith?
我们信仰必须按照以弗所书二章十节所说的。
Our faith must be according to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10.
圣经告诉我们说，我们原是他手中的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的。
It says that we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus.
为要叫我们行善。
For good works.
我真的相信，你若是真基督徒，你的生活一定有改变。
I believe that if you are a true believer, that your life will be transformed and changed.
好树结好果子，坏树会结坏果子。
A good tree bears good fruit, a bad tree bears bad fruit.
你不可能长期在罪中里面生活。
You cannot live in sin.
因为上帝的生命不允许你那样做。
Because Christ's life in you does not allow you to do that.
所以一个人信耶稣的，正如马丁路德所说的，他的灵会被上帝改变。
So when a person believes, his spirit should be changed, according to Martin Luther.
而且会怎么样呢?
And what else would it do?
而且他讲的第二个，他说。 Will rebuild your thought.
And later he says it will rebuild your thought.
就说你的信耶稣以后，你的心思意念会被上帝改变。
And that your mind will and will be changed by our Lord.
对不起，我今天没有用太多叫你们念圣经，我们还是念一下好了。哥罗西书。
Let us read a bit of scripture today in Colossians.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians 3.
我们从一节念到第二节。We'll
read from verse 1 through
2. 好，找到了，我们来念。来，所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事。那里有基督坐在神的右边，你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。我们再来看。 OK，那就是10.
Let's read. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth.
我们再读第九节、第十节。
Let's read verse 9 and 10.
不要彼此说谎, 因你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为,穿上了新人, 这新人在知识上渐渐更新, 正如照他主的形象。
Lie not to one another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him.
所以一个人信耶稣以后，他整个心思意念会被上帝转变。
So after a person believes on the Lord, their minds, their thoughts should be transformed by the Lord.
而且这个转变的思念会影响许许多多的人。
And this change should affect many people.
每年十月，那个美国是一个教师月。
So every year in October, it is a
teachers month.
It's the teachers month.
所以有时候你会从 91.1
So sometimes on 91.1 FM, you will hear stories. So one year we heard this story.
那讲到有一个人的名字叫做，他的绰号叫做 Little Ted.
And so this man, his nickname was Little Ted.
其实他的 last name 叫 Stafford.
Actually, his last name.
Stoddart.
His name, last name actually was Stoddart.
Yeah, was a Stoddart. 我听不是很清楚，反正这名字上面。那么他跟一个老师叫做 Jim Thompson 之间有一些很有意思的事情。So
between him and the teacher Jim Thompson, there are some interesting things that happened.
那么这个故事开始于 Jim Thompson 做五年级老师那一年。So
that year, Jim Thompson was a fifth grade teacher.
他说他一开始的时候，他就说一开学那一开课那一天，他说了一句谎话。
And so he said on the first day of class, he said a lie.
那个 Jim Thompson 他说一个谎话。And
Jim Thompson said he spoke a lie.
那个 Jim 他说他给全班同学讲说我爱你每一个人都一样的喜欢你们。
And so he said that he loved the class, everyone in the class equally, the students.
Yeah, 这个 Jean 他就给他讲说，但是他说，事实上我看到后面坐在最后面那个孩子，我就不喜欢他。
But he said in reality there was one kid in the back class whom I really did not like.
因为那个人我在讲话，他是躺在后面眼睛闭上的。
Because this person, when I was speaking, he would sit in the back of class, he would close his eyes.
全身脏兮兮的。
And he was completely, he was covered in dirt.
然后头发乱糟糟的。
And his hair was unkempt.
那么他知道他的名字叫做 Ted。
And he knew that his name was Ted.
所以他的判断是对的。
And so his judgment was right.
那么等到第一次考试呢，就发现他是考零分的。
And after the results of the first test, he realized that Ted scored a zero.
那以后他每次考试都是零分。
And every time he took a test, it was zero.
那么到了每学期期中有个期中 evaluation 的时候，他就说这个孩子怎么会这个样子？他父母到底是谁？
And so during the midterm evaluation, he asked, well, who are the parents of this child?
所以他就把他file调出来了。
So he finally got to see his parents.
他很讶异的。
And he was very uncomfortable.
Very surprised.
He was very surprised.
就发现呢，一年级老师对这 Ted 有个很好的评语。
He realized that the first grade teacher had a very good impression of Ted.
说这个 Ted 是 excellent student.
He said that Ted was an excellent student.
非常活泼，
very lively，
很会帮助人，
willing to help people，
每天都笑眯眯的
，every day is smiling。
那么第二年级老师有评语，
the second grade teacher had some comments。
他说 Ted 的妈妈得了绝症
，and he said that Ted's mom had a terminal disease。
terminal disease。
terminal disease。
然后他 Ted 常常很忧伤
，and Ted is very sad at times。
三年级老师说 Ted 的妈妈去世了。
And the third grade teacher said Ted's mother passed away.
他爸爸又娶了个太太。
His father married someone else.
他说 Ted 已经 going down.
He said Ted is going down.
四年级老师说。
Fourth grade teacher wrote.
他说 Ted 已经 totally give up.
He said Ted has given up.
他已经不太读书了。
And that he is not studying anymore.
四年级老师说我不知道怎么帮助他。
The fourth grade teacher said I don't know how to help him.
他是五年级老师。
And now here he was the fifth grade teacher.
当他看到这个事情，这个基督徒看到这件事情的时候，他说：“我怎么来帮助他？”
So this Christian teacher, when he saw this, he asked, "How can I help?"
他在神面前寻求。
He prayed before the Lord.
他就尽量对他很好。
So he tried to be nice to him as much as possible.
有时候上课的时候故意走到旁边说：“你这个会不会？”故意叫他多教点东西给他。
And many times in class, he would walk next to him, ask, "Do you understand?" And he would try to help him as much as possible.
他知道这个孩子可能。再这样，这一学期这样下去，这样子一定是留级的。
He said if he knew that if he continued to do this, he would probably have to stay a year back.
考试没有超过五十分的。
He never took a test that was scored above 50%.
那他一直在想怎么帮助他。
And so he kept thinking, how can I help this child?
那终于感恩节到了。
So finally Thanksgiving came.
那么美国的小孩子在感恩节到圣诞节当中还没有放假以前，都会拿礼物来送老师。
And so we know that.From Thanksgiving to Christmas, children will often come and bring a gift to their teacher.
那么以前的学校就是那个，他们就是当场就说那个小学老师当场说哦谢谢谢谢，打开这样子来接受礼物。
And so often in class, the teachers will open the present then and there and will say, "Oh, thank you so much."
那么同学们向老师感谢的那天到了。
And so that day it was time for appreciation for the teachers.
所以老师就一个个谢谢他们。
So the teacher would thank each and every one of them.
可是没有想到 Ted 也送礼物了。
It was surprising. Ted actually gave a gift as well.
他拿一个牛皮纸包了一包东西。
And he had it wrapped up in a
brown bag.
A brown bag.
老师就老师面前 for you.
And he said, "This is for you." And he clunked it.
啊，大家看那个，大家包很漂亮，他的牛皮，大家小孩子都笑了。
And so everyone's gifts were wrapped up nicely, and his was in a brown bag, so all the kids started laughing.
老师说不要想
And the teacher said, "Don't laugh."
那个 Jane 呢？这个女老师呢，就把那个 bag 给打开来。
And so Jane, the teacher opened the bag.
就拿出来了。
And took out the present.
有个项链。
It was a necklace.
少了几块石头。
A few stones were missing on it.
有半瓶香水。
And half a bottle of perfume.
他就当着他的面就喷香水。
And so she sprayed on the perfume in front of him.
然后给他讲说：“谢谢你 ，Ted。”
And she said, "Thank you, Ted."
Ted 很高兴坐到后面去。
And Ted was very happy, and she sat him back.
那一天，这个结束就下课了。
And after this day, class was dismissed.
平常泰德就呼就走了。
Usually Ted just would run off really fast.
可那天他没有走。
But that day he didn't.
学生都走光了。
So all the students left.
他走来老师这里。
And so he went to the teacher.
他给老师讲什么呢？
What did he tell the teacher?
他说你今天闻起来像我妈妈。
He said, "Today you smell like my mother."
Ted 就走了。
And then Ted left.
这个 Jane 就哭了一个小时。
And so the teacher cried. Jane, she cried for an hour.
他说，我怎么帮助他呢？
And she said, how can I help him?
她在她祷告里面，她说，既然不会，我就花时间给他。
And she said that in her prayer, she realized she couldn't, so she just spent time with him.
她终于有一天呢，她跟 Ted 讲了。
And so one day she was able to say to Ted,
她说 Ted 老师每次都好忙，你知不知道？
She said, Ted, do you know how busy the teacher is?
她说我知道啊。
And Ted said, yeah, I know.
她说你可以帮我做点事。
And she said, Ted, can you help me with something?
他说你要我做什么呢？
And he said, what do you want me to do?
他说你大家下课以后，你可以帮我把黑板擦，把桌椅排好。
He said, can you help me with the blackboard and the chairs after class?
哦，那没问题，反正我没事干，也没有人跟我玩哈。
He said, yeah, I can do that because no one plays with me and I don't have anything to do.
他说，但是我不会白白让你做的。
But he said, I won't let you do it by itself.
我就给你补习功课，好不好？
I can help you prep for homework.
Ted 想一想 ，OK。
And Ted thought about it, said, okay.
所以每天他就给老师擦黑板，排好椅子，老师坐下来，从二年级、三年级数学课程开始给他补习。
And so she would sit down with him after he wiped the blackboard and put the chairs together, and she would study with him.
等到 Ted 小学毕业的时候，他已经品学兼优了。
And so when he graduated from elementary school, he was already doing very well.
And Ted 走了。
So Ted left.
那么过了几年。
A few years later,
那么这个 Mr. Thompson 就收到一封信。
Mrs. Thompson received a letter.
他说 Mr. Thompson, 我已经要上高中了。
And it says that Mr. Thompson, I'm entering into high school.
你是我的生命当最好的老师。
You are the best teacher in my life.
信不长。
The letter wasn't long.
Thompson 就常常收到这样的信。
And the letters weren't long, and Miss Thompson always received these letters.
啊，因为说他是做了什么事情，做了什么事情，拿了什么奖，他都告诉他。
And every time he received an award, he would write a letter and tell her.
那么有一天，他收到一封信呢，老师，我高中已经要毕业了。
And one day she received a letter. He said, "I'm graduating from high school."
而且我要上大学了。
And I'm going to college.
但我要告诉你，你是我最好的老师。
But I want to tell you, you're my best teacher.
然后就没有消息了。
And then suddenly there were no letters.
一直到了几年以后，他这个 Mr. Thompson 收到一封信。
Until a few years later, Miss Thompson received a letter.
他说我已经大学毕业了。
He said, "I've graduated from college."
我现在就想到你。
And I think of you now.
你是我最好老师。
And you're still my best teacher.
那又不见了。
And then he disappeared again for a few years.
终于有一天，他收了个厚厚的信。
And one day she received a really thick letter.
这信很长了。
This letter was really long.
然后他就读了。
And so she read it.
最后读到最后的时候，一个署名是什么呢？
And at the end, what did it say?
Ted Stauffer, PhD, MD.
And it was signed Ted Stauffer, PhD and MD.
那后面一个 PS.
And afterwards, it wrote PS.
他老师，我要结婚了。
He said, "Teacher, I'm getting married."
我可不可以对你有个小小要求？
Can I ask you one small favor?
不知道你愿意不愿意？
I don't know if you're willing.
在我结婚那一天，可不可以请你坐在妈妈的位置？
And he asked, on my wedding day, can you sit on my mother for my mother?
那老师去了没有？
Did the teacher go?
去了。
Oh, she went.
带着少几个石头的项链。
She wore the necklace with a few stones missing.
带着喷了喷妈妈的香水。
She sprayed on the perfume that his mother had.
这个老师改变了一个人。
This teacher had transformed this person.
因为他的思念被上帝改变了。
Because her mind had been changed by Christ.
所以一个人成为基督徒以后，你的整个心思意念怎么被神紧紧的抓住呢？
So after we believe on the Lord, how are our minds grasped by our Lord?
你整个心思意念怎么被神来改变呢？
How are your minds transformed by the Lord?
你要愿意让他改变。
You have to be willing to let him change you.
不然你的生命不会改变。
Or else your life will not change.
你剩下的信仰只是嘴巴里面阿门哈利路亚而已。
And your faith is only just the hallelujahs and amens that your mouth speaks.
你不断地重复地认罪,
you could ask for forgiveness again and again. 人家没有办法从我们的生命当中来看见基督徒到底跟世人有什么差别。 But no one can see in your life how you're different from non-believers.
现在现今的教会需要被神改造。
The church today needs to be changed.
我们要很注意我们心思所想的每一件事情。
We have to be aware of what our minds are thinking.
因为这个心思 乃是神向你说话的地方。
Because your mind is where our Lord speaks to you.
我再讲一点好不好?
I'll just speak a little further.
Okay. 那么马丁路德斯上他还讲说 refocus your emotion.
And Martin Luther actually also spoke about refocusing your emotions.
其实我们都对很多事情哭过。
Many times we have had
cry for many
things. We have cried over many things.
但是我们很少为上帝的 所想的事情哭过,
but we have very few times cried over what the Lord cares about.
我们的心思意念经常不被上帝所牵动。
Many times our thoughts and our emotions aren't under the Lord's guidance.
但是一个真正重生得救基督徒,
but a true believer who has believed on the Lord,
你经常会被上帝的心思牵动。
But many times your emotions will be stirred up by the Lord.
你会发现保罗为什么会心里着急。
And you'll realize why Paul was so urgent in his heart.
当你站在一个Chinatown的前面，你看这些人，这些我们的同胞提着两个塑胶袋，低着头在走路的时候，你的心会哭泣。
And when you see in Chinatown, for example, when someone, one of your fellow brothers is holding two plastic bags and their heads are down, your heart will cry out for them.
你会想说他到底要走到哪里去呢?
You will ask, where are these people going, walking towards?
他每天起来，坐下，靠用一点点的钱来过一个简单的生活，可他日子就好像在这当中，他就要消失吗？
They live a simple life. They spend the little money they have every day, and are they just going to live like this their entire life?
但是我们为我们孩子成绩哭过，我们为这些世上灵魂，我们哭过吗？
We cried for our children's grades, but have we cried for the people of this world?
有时候我们求神要帮助我们，不但控制我们思想，也控制我们感情。
We must ask the Lord not to control just our mind, but also our emotions.
因为我们的圣灵是一位很有感情的圣灵。
Because the spirit that is in us is one of many emotions.
所以他说圣经说他用说不出来叹息为我们祷告。
That is why it says he prays for us with sighs that can't be expressed.
而且我们一个人成为就这个他讲的信心当中，他说一个人真正信了主以后，他会 redirect 他的 goal。
And he also mentioned that if when a person believes on the Lord, he will redirect his goals.
他人生整个目标会被上帝给转变过来。
And that his goals will be transformed by God.
以前所生活的目标，现在保罗说他已经把它看作粪土了。
And he said that the goals that he had in past life, they are counted as dust to him.
那么他说，主啊，你到底要我做什么？
And so he asked, Lord, what do you want me to do?
突然之间，一个基督徒成为真正成为基督徒了以后，与神连结以后，他会看见永世的价值。
And so Christian, when he truly believes, he will see the value of eternity.
他开始明白一些事情。
And the Christian will understand.
我们教会曾经有一件很有意思的事情发生。
One time in my church, something very miraculous happened.
我们教会以前有个律师。
Once there was a lawyer at our church.
是个女的。
It was a female lawyer.
那么她的地下室很大。
And her
and the basement is
her
huge.
Basement is huge.
大概有七八十个人在吃饭没问题。
If 70 or 80 people ate there, it wouldn't be a problem.
哇，好多桌子。
And there was a lot of tables there.
有一天就请了团契人到他们家去。
And so one day she invited brothers and sisters to come over.
然后她当然还是要做饭。
And of course she's the one cooking.
那没有办法招待这些人。
And she was not able to attend to these people.
那么她很聪明的。
And so she's very smart.
她就叫大家说，哎，你看这两本书。
And so she said, hey, look at these two books.
那个书的名字你现在在 Amazon 还买得到，叫 Magic Eyes.
And you can still buy these books on Amazon. It's called Magic Eyes.
也就是这个书是平面，你用你会看到三度空间。
And it says you can see the third dimension.
然后他说第七页有个墨西哥的帽子。
And she also said on the seventh page there's a Mexican hat.
那么大家就看啦。
And so everyone grabbed the book and started looking.
你知道我们的教会人 很多 PhD的嘛， Princeton 很多 PhD的。
And you know that in our church there are many people who have a Princeton PhD.
PhD, MD， 我们教会少说100个吧。
And our churches are around like 100.
100个 PhD MD 应该少说是一定是有的.
There should be around 100 PhD MD.
有些是一家两个 PhD， 有些一家一个 PhD， 反正 whatever， 他们就这个东西，哦，他们对这些的你给他挑战，他们最有兴趣的。
And so if you challenge these people to find something, they definitely take it up.
哦，那么他们就拿起来看了，先看都是弟兄。
So the first ones to take it up were the brothers.
看来看去。
And so they kept looking and kept looking.
然后就安安静静放下就走掉了。
And so the brothers just put it down quietly and just left.
等大家都这些弟兄走了以后，就姊妹进来。
And so when the brothers put it down, the sisters.
然后姊妹看就跟弟兄不一样了。
So when the sisters looked at the page, they looked differently.
弟兄都自己看。
The brothers, they just looked by themselves.
姊妹就一起看。 不晓为什么，我也不太知道。
The sisters, I don't know why, they all looked together.
然后就看，哎，有啊，你看这个，哇！
And then so the sisters, they would look together and they say, oh, look, it's right here.
看不出来，就走了。And
then, but they couldn't find it and they left as well.
然后有个跑去说，哎，姊妹啊，真的吗？
And so, someone asked the sisters, is it real?
啊，真的。
The sister says, yes, actually, we did.
刚才走掉的有个姊妹安安静静的坐在那里看。
And so finally, there's one sister sitting there quietly looking.
然后就东看西看。
And she looked here, she looked there.
她突然说，看到了。
And suddenly she said, I see it.
她说是什么颜色？
And she said what color it was.
那个主太太说，对了，你看到了。
And so the one who's cooking said, yes, you saw it.
这一喊，大家回过头来，真的吗？
And so everyone turned and said, you saw it?
马上有人进来抢过来看。
And so someone ran in and grabbed the book.
那是谁呢？
Who was that?
她先生。
It was her husband.
你看得到，我怎么可能看不到？
And he said, how come you could see and I can't?
她就看了。
And he's looking.
骗人，两个一起骗人。 她就走掉了。
And so he couldn't, he just turned and walked out later.
里面就开始分成两派。 有些人慢慢看到，有些人还是看不到。
And so finally the room was divided into two groups of people, those who gradually saw it and those who still didn't.
那时候最紧张的就是我。
And so the one who was most nervous was me.
因为我是教授又是牧师。
Because I'm also a professor, I'm also a pastor.
所以我就祷告主啊。
So I said, Lord, please help me.
不是因为面子的问题，是怎么去解释？ 我就看，哎，我看见了。
And so I prayed and I said, Lord, please help me. I really need to. And then I saw it.
但我看的是另外一本，不是这一本。
But what I saw was in another book.
有时候看得见，有时候看不见，好像浑浑乎乎。但我知道这是有的。
So sometimes I could see it, sometimes I couldn't, but I realized that it was there.
里面有个统计的博士。
In there, there was a prospective PhD.
那么这个统计的博士呢，他就说，哎呀，这个简单，这个可以看到的。
He said, oh, it's so easy. It's obvious you can see it.
他说你要看得像斗鸡眼就看得到。他讲了。<laughs>
If you look at it with crossed eyes, you can definitely see it.
以后那个主太太出来了，那个律师出来了。
So when the lawyer came out,
啊，他说看这个有个秘诀。
She said there's a secret.
就是你把这个书放在鼻子前面。
If you put the book in front of your nose,
那你就看它。
And you just look.
那眼睛不要动哦。
And don't move your eyes.
然后就拉拉拉拉拉拉，哎，就会有立体的东西看见。
And if you pull the book out slowly, you will see it.
你就待一会儿，十分钟，很多人就在那里哈啊，就那里。And
so for 10 minutes afterwards, people were pulling the books from in front of their noses.
还好我悟出了一个道理了。
Luckily, I had realized.
我说这东西是这样子看的。I
said this is how you look at it.
你要把你的焦距放在平面的后面。
You have to fix your eyes on, focus your eyes on something behind the book.
要这个东西看得模模糊糊的，就是斗鸡眼的意思。
The book, you have to look at it as if it were blurry, sort of like when you look at a cross-eyed.
那么这个模模糊糊的，你就看到立体。
And when you see the book in its blurry state, you will see the image.
明白我意思吗？
Do you understand?
所以你当你把永恒的十字架看清楚的时候，你这个东西就变成模模糊糊了。
So, for example, if you look toward eternity, toward the cross, the things before your eyes will become blurry.
你才会知道保罗为什么讲说啊自战自清的苦楚，苦楚哪有自战自清的？
And that's why you can understand what Paul is saying when he describes suffering.
He's a light. He's so light. 其实痛苦是实在的。
Suffering is indeed real, but compared to eternity, it becomes light.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你成为一个有了新的生命以后，你人生目标会改变。
So brothers and sisters, when you believe on the Lord, your life will change.
有什么教授职位放不下的?
It's not necessarily that you have a PhD.
你有什么政府的工作放不下的?
What government job can you not put down?
当我公元2000年拿了州长给我的专业成就奖以后, 有人讲说,你要升官了。
And if I had a position for like 2,000 years and someone said to me, oh, you're going to be promoted.
那么我说是啊,我要升官了。
I said, yeah, I'm going to be promoted.
他五月给我专业成就奖,我十月就提辞呈了。
And so in May, he gave me the offer, and then in October, it happened.
我放下所有的工作, Rocks 教书的什么都放下了,我去做专职的传道人。
And so in, I put down all my position, Rutgers and other places, and I became a preacher.
我看见了,
I saw
那个更重要的东西,
that there's something more important there.
我发现了我做在政府做环境科学家,我发现我在环境工程系里面当教授,我没有改变过任何一个人对环境的警觉。
You know, when I was working as an environmental scientist for the government, also as an environmental professor, nothing really changed for me.
我发现原来环境的改变是人心的改变。And
I realized that many times environment involves people.
就是人心被上帝改变的时候，环境问题会改变。He
said when man's nature are changed by God, then the environment will change as well.
你整个目标开始改了。Your
whole goal starts to change when you see God.
轻装上路，快快乐乐的。
And so I was able to happily walk along the path God pointed out for me.
再讲最后一个,
let me share one last thing, and I'll come down.
其实一个人信心以后,他有一个很重要, 你会 produce the life on others.
An important aspect of your faith is that after you believe, you will produce your life on others as well.
你一定会改变人的生命的。
You will transform other people's lives as well.
你知道生命的意义到底是什么吗?
You know what is the essence of life?
你知道一个人的生命 的意义就是会制造另一个生命，那个才叫做生命。
For someone to have life, that means they have to be able to give others life as well.
我在教会里面曾经教了一个叫基督化生活班。And
one time I had led a class on the life of Christ.
很多弟兄被改变。And
many brothers and sisters were changed.
他们以前就是大男人。Many
brothers were changed. They were once just manly people.
然后他就开始帮助太太。And
then they started to help their wives.
那么有一个 弟兄也开始改变,
and one brother was changed as well.
那么他礼拜六经常都睡得很晚, 太太带孩子去踢球,
and so usually on Saturdays he would sleep in late, and his wife would bring the kids to play soccer.
他说今天开始换我带,我是爸爸,我应该尽起责任来带。
And so he said, from now on I will bring them. I'm the father. It's my responsibility.
结果他醒来的时候,人家都走光了。
And that day when he decided to wake up, it was already late and they were already gone.
他说,那么总为太太做点事吧。
And he said, oh, I should do something for my wife.
太太很喜欢花草。
And she said, my wife loves flowers.
哦,他就赶快啊。 穿着工作服就帮太太浇花，哦，都是浇嘛。And so
he wore his workman uniform and he went and he watered the flowers.
就太太回来了。And
so his wife came back.
问他一句你在做什么？And
she asked him, what are you doing?
帮你浇花呀。He
said, I'm watering the flowers for you.
他说你浇它做什么？He
said, what are you watering?
他说不浇会死哎。He
said, if you don't give it water, it'll die.
太太说,这是塑胶的,你教他做什么?
And his wife said, this flower is made of plastic, why are you watering it?
他说哪里?
He said, for real?
他就去摸,
and so he went and touched it.
真的?
So it was plastic.
太太被他气得不知道怎么话讲。
His wife was so angry, she didn't know what to say. So she asked him,
这个花,这么多年有没有长过新花?
And she asked him, you know, this flower, after all these years here, has it grown any more flowers?
哦,没有哦。
He's like, oh yeah, no new flowers have grown here.
我就告诉你, 你做基督徒这么多, 你带人信主吗?
And so let me ask you, as Christians, have you led others to the Lord?
哦,没有哦。
And he said, oh no, I haven't.
你是塑胶基督徒。
And maybe you're a plastic Christian.
你是摆在那里好看。
You're just there so people can see and say, oh, it looks good.
你要注意, 所有的生命一定有带动生命。
You must realize, anything that's life will give life to others.
我时间到了,
my time is up.
本来还在告诉你一个故事的,
I was going to tell you another story.
但是, 继续啊, 他讲的, 你们骂他,
so he said, I can continue. I'll say one more story and I'll step down.
一个,
just one.
到一点啊,
to one?
不是吧, 我不管你们, 你们等一下再讲啊, 你知道我们知道偷袭珍珠港, 对不对?
We all know about the story about
the Pearl Harbor.
Oh, Pearl Harbor.
那么托起珍珠港的时候呢，那个开飞机那个上面那个总指挥呢，叫做燕田美津雄。
And so the commander of the squadron that raided Pearl Harbor was called
燕田美津雄。
General Yan, basically.
Yeah, he just a colonel.
Colonel Yan.
Yeah, Colonel Yan. 那么燕田美津雄有一次他的回忆录讲了一件事情。
And so Colonel Yan, in his recollections, he once said.
他在菲律宾的俘虏营里面。
In the POW camp as the Philippines.
Yeah. 那么他在俘虏营里面，他发现有个护士跟其他人都不一样。
He realized that there was a nurse who was different from other nurses.
那么这个护士名叫做 Margaret Colville。
And her name was Margaret Caldwell.
那个这个 Margaret Caldwell 对日本人非常的好。
And she was very, she treated the Japanese prisoners very well.
所以他们在看说这个 Margaret 一定跟我们日本有关系。
And so she said, this Margaret, she must have some relations with the Japanese.
那他们一直看她，越看她越像日本人。
And so every time they looked at her, they thought she looked more and more Japanese.
所以有很多的理论就出来说，她就是日本人。
And so many theories developed. They said, "Oh, she must actually be Japanese."
那燕田美津雄受不了了。
And so Colonel Yan couldn't stand it anymore.
他就直接跑去问他。
So he ran over and he asked her.
他说 ，Margaret， 我想问你个问题。
He said, "Margaret, I have to ask you this question."
我们大家都知道你对我们这些人非常的好。
We know that you treat all of us so well.
虽然我们对你们的俘虏非常暴虐。
Even though we treat your POWs with such atrocity.
但是你跟我们有关系吗？
But let me ask you, are you related to us in any way?
他说有啊。
And she said yes.
啊，这难怪嘛，你对我们这么好。
He says, ah, that's why you treat us so well.
那你跟我们有什么关系呢？
And said, what's your, how are you related to us?
他说我父母是宣教士，在菲律宾传福音。
And she said, my parents were missionaries who were preaching in the Philippines.
他们总部叫他们撤退的时候，他们不肯撤退。他说日本来了，正好跟日本传福音。
And so she said that when the Americans were retreating, they told them to come with them, but they didn't, and they thought they could preach to the Japanese.
就日本人终于来了。
And so the Japanese came.
把他给杀了。
They killed her parents.
这燕田美就吓一跳，我们把你父母杀了，你对我们这么好。
And the colonel was so surprised, said, we killed your parents, and you're so good to us.
他说是啊。
And she said, yes.
跟我父母因为爱你而死。
And she said, my parents, they died because they loved you.
耶稣基督也爱你们而死。
And she said, Jesus Christ, he loved you, and that's why he died for you.
当然我也爱你们。
And he said, that's why I love you as well.
因为你们是不知道耶稣基督，所以你杀了我的父母。
And so she said, it's because you did not know the love of Jesus, that's why you killed us.
我希望你从我身上看见耶稣基督的爱。
And she said, I hope you could see the love of Christ through me.
燕田美津雄整个的帝国皇家的这种思想整个当天就破灭了。
And Colonel Yan, his ideas of imperialism and of kingdoms, it just collapsed that day.
二次世界大战结束了以后，
after the Second World War ended,
他到处去买了一本日文的圣经。
And he went out and bought a Japanese Bible.
他用很长的时间在那读。
And he spent a long time reading it.
战后的天皇写了一封信给燕田美津雄。
And afterwards, he received a letter.
From the,
from the emperor, from the Japanese emperor,
请他做日本皇军的参谋总长。
Asking him to become the general,
the
chief general of the Japanese army.
结果他给天皇写了一封信。
And so he replied to the emperor.
他说燕田美津雄从现在开始只做耶稣基督仆人，不做任何人仆人。
And he said, from now on, I will become a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ and no one else.
他成为一个传道人。
And he became a minister.
因为有一个人生命的爱传到他身边去，产生了一个生命。
Because someone else had life and gave him life as well.
所以我想请弟兄姊妹，我们好好一个思考。
So I ask brothers and sisters, please think long about this.
我们在教会里面进进出出这么久。
We have come in and out of the church for so long.
我们在各种场合上服侍我们的主。
We serve the Lord in many different circumstances.
但是我们的生命的层面到底被上帝摸着没有？
But have our lives been truly touched by our Lord?
我们的生命到底影响周遭的人没有？
Do our lives transform those around us?
我们生命带来我们家庭的幸福没有？
Do our lives bring blessings to our family?
我们的生命带来我不信主的朋友来归向基督的没有？
Do our lives bring our unbelieving friends before the Lord?
一个新的人是个新造的人。
A new man is a new creation.
但这新造的人有了上帝的生命。
And this new creation has our Lord's life.
上帝能借着我们这个生命向世人宣告上帝的存在与他的伟大。
And this new creation can proclaim the greatness of our Lord. All doctrines will become a past.
一切的宗派也会成为过去.
All religions will become a past thing.
但是只有上帝的慈爱, 上帝的生命会在我们生命当中一直被传讲到永远.
But our God's love and His life will be made manifest among us to the end.
让动所有的竞争都成为历史.
And it will cause all strife to become history.
让我们在神面前成为一个
And it can cause us to become people who can proclaim Christ's love. Let's pray.
恩典的主,
Blessed Father, we know that what we have said is very limited. But your word will not return to you empty.
主啊,
Lord, change us. Since we belong to Christ, may we fully belong to you.
让世人经过我们来看见你的伟大与你的慈爱。
So that when the world sees us, they see your great power and your great mercy.
借着我们生命把你的福音传开来。
Through our lives, may your gospel be spread.
因为这个新人有了个新的生命。
Because this new man has a new life.
改变我们。
Change us.
借着我们改变教会。
Through us, change the church.
让我们离开宗教层面, 进到生命的里面。
Let us leave religion and enter into that life.
祷告祈求感谢奉耶稣基督。
We pray and give thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.